It's Thursday, January 21st, 2021. I'm Noah Glick with KUNR News. Nevada reported another new record of COVID-19-related deaths yesterday. 71 Nevadans died from the virus on Wednesday. This breaks Saturday's previous record of 63 lives lost. There have been a total of over 3,800 COVID-19 deaths statewide since March. In Nevada, on average, there have been about 1,500 new daily cases over the last 2 weeks, along with 20 deaths daily during the same time period. There are over 1,700 people hospitalized with confirmed or suspected cases of COVID-19 statewide. More than three-quarters of staffed hospital beds are occupied. And the Washoe County Health District reported 5 additional COVID-19-related deaths Wednesday, bringing the total to 573. The county also reported 68 additional cases. Carson City Health and Human Services reported another death from COVID-19 Wednesday. 169 people have died across the Quad Counties. And in Elko County, new cases outnumbered recoveries yesterday, 14 to 13. The Washoe County Health District has administered over 11,000 COVID-19 vaccines. They've received over 17,000 doses, meaning they've used up nearly 65% of the doses they have on hand. The health district is currently prioritizing industries such as education, childcare facilities, tutoring centers, small law enforcement agencies, and Nevada System of Higher Education staff. For seniors over the age of 70, Renown Health, St. Mary's, Smith's, and Walgreens are scheduling appointments for vaccinations. President Joe Biden's immigration plan will offer millions of undocumented immigrants a pathway to citizenship. That includes an estimated 595,000 in our region. The Mountain West News Bureau's Stephanie Serrano explores if his plans are in reach.
President Joe Biden is officially the 46th president of the United States. But now the big question, how many of his campaign promises will come to life? His U.S. Citizenship Act of 2021 would grant citizenship to nearly 11 million people, including DACA recipients. The program currently grants immigrant children a temporary work permit and protection from deportation. Josh Ryan is a political science professor at Utah State University. He says Biden's plans are achievable, but...
any immigration plan that he wants to get through Congress is going to require the support of Republicans, which means you're going to have to get 60 senators to go along with his proposal.
Ryan says Biden could pass executive orders to support his immigration reform priorities, like President Obama did with the DACA program. But there's a catch with that approach.
If it comes to court cases that have to do with executive action on immigration reform, I think we might expect more conservative rulings than what the Supreme Court has issued in the past.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Stephanie Serrano.
An agreement in California could open the way for more marijuana companies to access checking accounts and other banking services. Broad legal pot sales got underway in California in 2018, but many banks remain reluctant to handle cannabis industry money. They fear it could expose them to legal trouble from the federal government, which still considers marijuana illegal. An agreement between the California Cannabis Industry Association and the North Bay Credit Union will make banking services available for the association's membership. The group says the deal will, quote, alleviate the banking obstacles that cannabis operators face. Just before leaving office, former President Donald Trump's Interior Secretary reinstated grazing permits for the ranching family that sparked a far-right standoff in eastern Oregon. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
The Hammonds were arrested a few years ago after they illegally lit a fire on public rangelands. Because of that, they lost their grazing rights on those lands and were sentenced to 5 years in prison. This sparked a group of armed libertarian activists and militia members led by Ammon Bundy to illegally take over a nearby wildlife refuge. However, the Trump administration was friendly to the Hammonds. The former president gave them a pardon a couple of years ago, and then this week, now former Interior Secretary David Bernhardt gave the family back their grazing rights. Eric Molvar is executive director of the environmental group Western Watersheds Project. He opposes the move and says it sends a message to far-right anti-public lands activists.
That the Trump administration had their back to the very last gasp.
Molvar says the Biden administration could revoke those grazing rights and that his group plans to file a legal response. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
The University of Nevada Las Vegas' mascot, Hey Reb, has been retired, and there are no plans yet to introduce a new one. That's according to KRNV. In a statement Tuesday, UNLV President Keith Whitfield says the nickname Rebels is here to stay, and he added that UNLV will join other universities who don't have mascots. UNLV also did not have a mascot in the mid-1970s. Those are your morning news headlines for Thursday, January 21st. I'm Noah Glick with KUNR News.